Mr. Chemerinsky, thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me on your show.
So we, of course, wanted to get your comments and insights into FBI Director Comey's decision to send a little note out to the Congress. I just talked to a reporter who was in Washington and had discussed this with some of the locals there. And it seemed that the Congress sort of looked at this initially as just him continuing a communication that he had initiated previously, which was that he had done this investigation. He had been notifying them right along, and this was just further notification that there was yet more to come. Did he do something wrong?
He certainly did nothing wrong by saying he wants to look at Andrew Weiner's email. He did nothing wrong in the sense that there may be things in Andrew Weiner's email that's relevant to Hillary Clinton. We don't know at this stage. We don't know if there's any new emails in the Andrew Weiner emails that they don't already have and they haven't reviewed. The question is, should he have announced in a public way something of a pending investigation and announced it so soon before the election? That's where people are criticizing Comey. His announcement and his announcement's timing seems the question.
Couldn't you argue, let's say the timing was simply perfunctory, it was just in the course of his proceedings, he just announced it. Couldn't you argue similarly that by consciously withholding information, he would be consciously affecting the election by not releasing the information until afterwards?
Uh-oh, you did it.
What?
You know, you said it.
Oh, okay. I'm just asking.
You went there.
Certainly that's possible, but you have to start with there is an enormous presumption that the FBI and the Justice Department don't talk about pending investigations while they're going on, even if not talking about them could have an effect. And so what's unusual here is he deviated from that presumption. Also, the Justice Department, both in Democratic and Republican administrations, have taken the positions that they don't want to make announcements soon before an election that would affect the election. Now, in this instance, the actual announcement is innocuous. All it says is Andrew Weiner has emails. Some of them may be relevant to Hillary Clinton. Maybe they are, maybe they're not. And they all may be emails that have previously been reviewed. We don't know. Yet the headlines that emerged on Friday and over the weekend of Hillary Clinton emails, new findings, all do have an effect on the election. And should so little have such a big effect on the election, it would have been better for Comey then to say, I'm not doing anything at this moment in time publicly.
We're talking to Erwin Chemerinsky, the dean of the law school at UC Irvine. There's something called the Hatch Act, and I guess that applies to all federal employees. Can you tell us about that? And did he violate that, or did he merely violate ethics, or did he violate longstanding traditions?
The Hatch Act is a federal statute that prevents civil service employees from engaging in partisan political activity. So if you're a lawyer at the Justice Department, if you're a secretary at the Justice Department, or that matter, the Department of Agriculture or any federal agency, you're not allowed to participate in partisan political activities. Also, it prohibits government employees from taking actions that, in official capacity, are likely to influence the outcome of the election. I've seen people saying that they think that Comey violated the Hatch Act. I don't think so. I don't think he violated any law in making the announcement. I do think he violated longstanding tradition, and I think it was also – it's always poor judgment, I think, for the government to talk about pending investigations, especially in a situation like this where it's right before the election.
Now, unfortunately, I don't have details about what I heard from the reporter, but again, what I'm hearing was this is merely a thread in an ongoing conversation that he was having with Congress. In other words, that this was – there'd been sort of – everyone thought it was closed, but before he sort of stopped, he was communicating like this regularly with Congress in his ongoing investigation. And he was just continuing that communication, this is again the allegation, by letting them know that it was going to, there's some stuff going on, this may or may not be relevant, because I don't think he knows if it's relevant or not.
No one knows. Nobody's yet reviewed the content of those emails. Indeed, it was just yesterday that a warrant was issued that would allow reading of the emails on Weiner's computer. I think the problem here is that the way it was presented in the media makes it sound like something much more serious than there's any reason to believe it is now. Comey announced over the summer that he had come to the conclusion that there was no evidence of criminal activity, no reasonable prosecutor to bring a criminal action, though he said that Hillary Clinton showed very poor judgment. The announcement on Friday that there's additional emails makes it sound like there's some basis for further criminal investigation, and there's nothing of the sort. And so I worry here that making the announcement of a pending investigation made it sound like there was something much more serious than actually exists.